You came in the latter part of the season and were part of the return towards the playoffs. No pressure at the start of the season?
No, like you say, I think everyone knows that we're definitely one of the favourites to go up, so I think we need to show that from day one, and hopefully this time next year we're challenging to at least be in the championship, and hopefully looking forward to the championship.
This is perhaps the most obvious and indeed cliched question, but in terms of going up and possibly going up as champions, you have to start well, and you've got some of the teams who may well be up there with you in the first 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, you need to start well and hopefully maintain that good start throughout the whole season. I think you maybe get the odd one or two slip ups here and there, but as long as we keep that to a minimum, I think we've got a really good chance.
Where do you see, away from perhaps Bristol City, who you'll face first, as being the threats in the division?
I think you need to look at the ones that have came down, because obviously they'll be a solid enough team to go back up. Trying to think from last season as well, maybe Leighton Orient, and the ones who were in the playoffs who didn't go up, I think they've got maybe six or seven who's got to be at least challenging to get top two and hopefully automatic promotion.
How do you personally build on last season? Because you came in and we're all told, OK, we'll let this guy, give him a few months to settle in, and before you knew it, you were in every game.
Yeah, like I said, I just need to try to kick on from last season, and hopefully I can chip in with a few more goals and a few more assists, and hopefully just keep the good form up and throughout the whole season, and that's the aim really, just to try to improve.
Is that, do you set yourself targets in that respect, or perhaps have you been given a target of contributions, because it's all stats based now, isn't it? They'll do the pro zone and what have you. Do you get those kind of targets?
We've not been given any targets yet. I think we might do once the season is a bit closer, but obviously most players have their own goals, and a lot of the players like to keep their own goals personal, but like you say, I just want to try to score more goals and more assists, and hopefully I can do that.
It was such a good run for you, following on from obviously getting noticed to come down here from north of the border, that there's actually been sort of speculation about you in newspapers and what have you. Have you been aware about that at all? Celtic's name, I think, got mentioned. You're shaking your head there.
Yeah, of course. I think the journalists up in Scotland just put two and two together with John Collins, just because of the stuff he said previous about me. So it's just a little nonsense, to be fair. I've not been spoke to anybody, or I don't think the club have either, so it's a little nonsense.
Yeah, what John Collins said, what then? Was it obviously a bit of praise there?
Going back when he was at Livingston with me, he said I was one of the best young players he ever worked with and whatnot. So I think the journalist just put two and two together and says, look, I've not got a story. So I can remember John Collins saying this, and that's what he came up with pretty much. So
moving forward into Sheffield United and this season as a whole, there is a lot of pressure on the lads this time, isn't there? They've set their stall out again following a bad start to the year. There's going to be a lot of attention on United this year.
Yeah, like you say, I think we've been installed as one of the favourites to go up, so there's going to be a bit of pressure, and I think this group of boys will definitely relish it and handle it, and hopefully we can get a good start of the season and kick on from there.
You mentioned the idea of some of the teams that came down. Two of those, I know you're not a local lad, but they will create derbies: Barnsley, Doncaster, Robson. In fact, there aren't that many long trips, is there?
Yeah.
A lot in the northwest. Does that make life easier or harder?
I think it's a bit of both. Obviously, the travelling's a little bit down, but then, like you say, it's pretty much a wee rivalry. So I think there's three or four teams in quite close distance to each other. So I think that'll add something to the division especially, and hopefully we can get good wee derbies kicking about.
As much as you are aware right now from 3 days of running and a bit of ball work, which we're actually watching now over your shoulder, do you expect Sheffield United to play in the same type of way that they were playing last season, given the success that brought?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think the manager wants to change too much. I think, like you said, we're going to try to keep the same style of play as we did last season, and hopefully we can go on a good run like we did towards the end of the season as well, and hopefully that'll put us in good stead for the rest of the season.
So we mentioned you kicking on then. As a team, what do this group of players need to do to make sure they are in that position this year? Perhaps, clearly, consistency is one of them, but to get that, what does it need to do?
I think it's just hard work on the training field. If you're working hard on the training field, and that's a good 80% of it, then hopefully you can transfer that onto the pitch. And like you said, we need the fans to be 100% behind us all season, and I think this group of boys, they all know the targets and know what the aim is, and I think they'll relish it, and hopefully we can be up there challenging at the end of the season.
Are you a fan of all this? I've yet to meet a footballer that likes pre-season training.
Nah, I hate it. I absolutely hate it. But like you said, it needs to be done. I think it's maybe 10 days hard work, then you kind of come off it a wee bit, but that stands you in good stead for the rest of the season, and you're going to be hoping to play 60-odd games during the whole season. That's including all the cup runs, and you never know what might happen towards the end of the season.
I was going to say, is that it was extraordinary for Sheffield United. It was a wonderful run. Premier League team's been beaten on the way. Clearly you wouldn't turn it down again, but how much of a priority is it this year?
I think under this management team, I think they want to win every game. No matter if it's the John St. Paint Trophy, FA Cup or any league, they want to win every game, and I'm sure the boys are the exact same. No one likes getting beat, so I think we need to go out and win every game. And you know, if we get a fixture bugged up at the end of the season, it can only be good for us, like we proved at the end of last season.